An audio excerpt from The Curse of the Neverland by Lindy MacLean, read by the author. Chapter 5. Unwelcome Discoveries. And so it was that Piper found herself sailing through the night sky toward the Neverland, but first. She felt a shiver of pleasure in her tummy. Glee sparkled in her glims. As it did, her body floated up toward the ferry. She almost flattened out. "You're doing it!" Belle shouted. "I am? What am I doing?" Pip thought hard about it, and immediately she sank back to where she'd been before. "Well, you were doing it. Try again. Think of something that makes you happy." Piper thought about her parents. She saw the faces she loved in her mind, and sadness filled her. "No, that's not it," the fairy snapped. Pip tried again. She thought about skewering that nasty pirate, the one with hook and claw who'd taken her parents. Anger rushed in, and she returned to her doubled-over position. "Ah, forget it. We'll work on it later. I'll take it from here." Discouraged, Pip stopped remembering and just paid attention to the glow of Seattle's fading into the distance. The fog, so dense when she'd stood on University Bridge, had thinned, making the city below show clearly, in patches. The twinkling lights softened as they flew higher and higher. Finally, the bright moonlight beaming around her eclipsed all the lit places below. Her nose stung as she breathed the cold air. Clouds soft as silk brushed by. She felt tiny in the deep quiet of the vast sky through which they flew. Between the thrill, the quiet, and her exhaustion from all that had happened today, Piper couldn't keep her eyes open. She welcomed the peace of sleep. The next thing Pip knew, she'd landed in a tangle on hard ground. Pushing herself to her knees, she shook her head and looked for the ferry. Belle sprawled on a large rock nearby, next to a huge old tree. She looked all tired out. "We're here, sleepyhead." "Where?" Pip struggled to her feet. The swords banged her behind as she stood. "The Neverland." Belle pointed to the enormous dead tree next to her. "This is the Never Tree. It used to be inside Peter's underground home. They sawed it off every day in the morning and used it for a table at dinner." She stopped, remembering, then sighed and shrugged. "Then Peter left, and it grew." Pip stared around her. This had been a forest once. Now barren trees stood, skeletons against a gray sky. Broken off hollowed trunks encircled her. Charred ground reached in every direction. Boulders, like the one Belle sat on, lay strewn like a giant's game of marbles. The only colors she saw were shades of brown, black, and gray. The circle of broken-off hollow trees around her brought a dim flash of memory. She counted them. There were 7. Could it be they were the entrances to the underground home where the lost boys and Peter had lived? No, she dismissed the thought. It couldn't be. "This can't be the Neverland," Pip croaked. "You're joking, right?" It looked like a place zombies might rise up out of. A place with an evil spell on it. "I wish I were." Belle leaned back on her hands. She stretched her feet out in front of her as she stared at their grim surroundings. All this was Sinkaraz's doing. "Who's Sinkaraz?" Pip asked. "It's a dragon. It feeds off life force. Most any life force. That's what it needs to thrive. At first, when Sinkaraz arrived, everything stayed more or less in balance, but then..." Belle hesitated. "Well, soon it consumed almost everything living. We fairies started aging. Most died. In fact, I'm the last fairy here in the Neverland." "I'm sorry," Pip said. Belle looked so sad. She didn't know what else to say. Suddenly, the fairy's words sunk in. "So where is it?" Piper looked up, then all around, expecting the humongous black winged lizard she'd seen 5 years ago, carrying the Jolly Roger away with her parents in it, to swoop down and burn her to a crisp. "Sinkaraz lives in the heart of the Neverland, deep in a pit of its own making," Belle shrugged. "I'll show you eventually." Pip's mind whirled. What did this mean? The Neverland, dead-looking and empty. What about the pirates? Did the dragon kill all the pirates? Would her parents' captor still be alive? "Oh, no!" Belle gave a sharp laugh. "Captain Littlejack has an understanding with Sinkaraz. It doesn't eat the pirates." She looked pointedly at Pip. "Fortunately for you, it doesn't eat children either. Says they aren't ripe yet." She made a derisive noise. "But frankly, I have my doubts. I'd steer clear of it if I were you." The old fairy's gaze swept the area around them. "And, fortunately for me, there are other things it doesn't like, too. Mostly the insects. Also the toadstools, snakes, worms, and spiders. So I've had a little company." Her eyes again settled on Pip. "But you're here now. I brought you to change all that." "What are you talking about?" Pip stared at the wind-blown fairy. "I can't kill a dragon. Not even with my swords." Belle laughed, this time a brighter, happier sound. "Oh, no. You'll fix it all because you are Peter's heir. Nothing is as powerful as the joy-filled heart of a Pan." Pip blinked twice and poked her fingers in her ears to see if something blocked her hearing. "I'm who?" "Peter Pan's heir. His granddaughter, in fact." "I am?" Feelings of all colors shot through Pip. Voices spoke on top of each other in her head. "Yes, I knew it!" "Like heck you are! If you are Peter's heir, you could have come here long ago. Pan doesn't need parents. If you're his heir, you wouldn't care so much about saving yours." "That's a load of crap. This fairy is old and crazy." "You were right. That's why the pirate came for your parents. It really is your fault he stole them away." Pip shook her head to quiet the noise. "Who are you, anyway?" she blurted. "Like I told you, I'm Belle. Used to be called Tinkerbell. I was Peter's very own fairy. Until he left, that is." She grimaced. "Like I said, you're too old to be Tinkerbell." The pixie shrugged. "Time started to pass after Peter left. Slowly at first, then faster and faster. The few lost boys still here started to grow up. Most left. A few joined the pirates." Belle made a face. "I actually look pretty darn good, considering." She fluffed her hair and smoothed her dress. "I changed my name to suit my more mature self." Pip backed away. "I don't care about your problems or what you want me to do here. I came here for a reason of my own, to save my parents from that pirate, that Captain Littlejack, right? You came here..." Belle trailed off. Her face grew pale. "What do you mean you came to save your parents?" "That pirate took my parents 5 years ago. He left in the Jolly Roger, carried by the dragon, Sinkaraz. My parents were on board." Belle looked even paler. "You know about that?" She sat, cross-legged, elbows on knees, chin propped in the heels of her hands. For the first time, she looked troubled. "Yes," Pip said. She spoke firmly to drown out the quivers of fear whispering through her. "I came to the Neverland to rescue them. That's why I brought my mother's swords with me." "Your mother's swords?" Belle raised an eyebrow, color coming back into her face. "She was a swordswoman?" "The best. She taught me when I was tiny, and I haven't forgotten how. My mother could fight, dance, laugh, sing. She was, is, Pip corrected herself, the best mother ever. Of course she could do all those things. In the same cross-legged seated position, Belle now floated a foot above the boulder. She seemed to be losing patience, and with it, gravity's influence. Your mother was Peter Pan's daughter, but those swords weren't hers. They were Peter's. She got them from him. No. Pip shook her head, hating the twist of rising panic. Yes! Belle sank back to the rock and glared at Pip. Hands on hips, fire in her eyes, she looked like a fairy berserker. You don't look anything like Peter, you know. I look like my father, Pip retorted. Ah, yes, your father, Belle's tone dripped with sarcasm. My father was the most talented set designer in Seattle. Pip wouldn't stand here and listen to this old fairy's insults. Set designer, you say? Ha! What good is that? I need heart and laughter and a joy-filled youth like Peter. Instead, I get your scowling face. Belle flew over Pip's head in uneven circles, spewing disappointment. Peter's granddaughter, the daughter of some man who drew pictures. If Peter's heir had to be a girl, it should have been your mother, not you. At least she knew how to think lovely, wonderful thoughts. Well, why didn't you bring her here instead? Pip yelled back. She was too old by the time I needed help. When she was young, I had things handled. Pip batted the air over her head to keep Belle at bay. You did, huh? Yeah, it really looks like you've got things handled. She hollered the sarcastic words, gesturing at the barren landscape around them. You're hardly in a position to criticize. Belle's wings fairly buzzed as she flew at Piper. Her grimace added even more wrinkles to her fairy face. You've spent the last 5 years bouncing from one foster home to another. Well, so what if I did? Whose fault is that? And who needs you, anyway? Pip felt her throat squeeze with tears. I'm going to find the pirates and get my parents back. How are you going to get there, fly? Belle taunted. No. Pip bit her trembling lip. I'm going to walk on my own 2 feet. Just tell me where the Jolly Roger is anchored. Belle hovered, arms folded over her chest. She buzzed there, saying nothing for several moments. Finally, she stuck out an arm and pointed. Take 100 steps that way, and you'll see a trickle of water. The trickle grows to Kid's Creek, which dumps into Kid's Cove. That's where the Jolly Roger is moored. Pip nodded and walked off in search of her parents.